She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I have a bit of a sweet tooth, so I was thrilled when I started finding products that I love. For example, coconut milk ice cream sweetened with stevia, certain drinks that I love. Andrea, have you gotten into stevia as well?
I am a huge alternative sweetener girl, so I am into all the alternative sweeteners.
Oh, terrific. Well, I'm really excited to have Robert Brook. He's a chief executive officer of Stevia First. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Lisa. Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. Robert, for people who aren't familiar, what is Stevia?
So Stevia is a zero-calorie natural sweetener, and it's something that has been called the holy grail of the sweetener industry because it offers a zero-calorie alternative to sugar, and it's a plant-based natural sweetener that is quite different from many of the artificial or synthetic sweeteners that were produced in a laboratory somewhere 30 or 50 or 70 years ago. It's derived from an herbaceous plant that is native to South America, where it's been used for hundreds, if not thousands, of years as a natural sweetener. Typically, they can just use the stevia leaf from the plant as a sweetener within a tea or mate drink. But more recently, it had widespread consumer appeal in Japan in the 1970s, where the purified sweet steviol glycosides from the leaf were used as a commercial sweetener. And many people in the U.S. now know it because it received GRAS approval in 2008 here, which resulted in really opened the floodgates for stevia and the use of stevia within mainstream foods and beverages. And for example, stevia products grew from less than $200 million in global annual revenues to $1.3 or $1.4 billion last year. And in particular, that success has been behind products like Vitamin Water Zero, a Coca-Cola product that uses stevia as a destination ingredient that really enables its zero-calorie natural claims. That's a product that had over $100 million in sales in its first year of existence.
You know, Robert, I want to delve into some of the, I guess, concerns, comments, issues that people have with stevia, and I'd like you to dispel them for us. So some of the things that I've heard, now I speak across North America and I educate people on how to read labels, and I talk a lot about alternative sweeteners, stevia, xylitol, erythritol. That's not a very good plug for my speaking, is it, Lisa? So basically, when I talk about it, I mean, a question that does come up often about stevia is the bitterness of stevia or the aftertaste of stevia. So tell us a little bit about the different types of stevia that are out there and also the processes that are used to create stevia.
Right. Yeah, so the bitterness associated with stevia is something that traditionally has been an issue because there are more than 30 to 50 different types of these sweet steviol glycoside molecules found within the stevia leaf, and certain and they all are pretty sweet, but some of them do have some amount of bitterness associated with them. And so currently what's used today in the U.S., Reb A, and what has had a lot of success globally, it is a version that tastes pretty good, where you can use it to reduce sugar, reduce calories by 30 to 50% or so without introducing any off taste whatsoever. So it tastes pretty good. But, what we're working on as a company is developing the next generation of stevia sweeteners. And, this is what we believe in 3 to 5 years, the entire market is going to know as stevia, are these molecules that are just as sweet as what's on the market today, but it completely eliminates the off taste to where you can reduce calories not only 30 or 50%, but 80 or 100%, and you really get the most sugar-like sweetener system on the market, where it outcompetes stevia as it's known today, but then it also tastes more sugar-like, far better than any of the artificial sweetener systems that are used today, and that power products like Diet Coke, Diet Pepsi, and others.
Yeah, it'd be so nice to see them go stevia across the board on as many mainstream products as possible. That's what I'd like to see. And it makes a huge difference because I stay away from sugar, and it's been so nice to be able to get the foods, some of the foods that I love, especially, I swear my daughter lives on that zero water. No, it's not true. She doesn't live on it, but she really does like it. Right. And it's nice to see people are taking, you know, realizing that when they're consuming those sugary beverages, they're like drinking so many calories and it's so unhealthy. So I think stevia is such a great option. You know what I'm curious though about is I was speaking with someone recently who mentioned that all the natural sweeteners can affect your insulin levels and your body gets tricked or something, so you want to be careful. Is that true? Is that something that can happen with stevia, or were they speaking about a different type of sweetener?
Right. You know, stevia has a zero glycemic load, so it's perfectly safe for diabetics. And they're actually a community that really pioneered its use in the U.S. 10 or 15 years ago, even before it had GRAS approval. And so, when you say something like it tricked the body, you know, I've heard people cite data where, you know, if you're getting some sense of sweetness, it still makes you crave additional food or additional sweets. And I think there is some truth in that, but typically what you'll find is that, you know, if you eliminate sugar entirely, you eliminate those calories entirely, what you'll get is, you know, some type of craving for maybe 10% or 15% additional calories, to where it's still, you know, a very positive net reduction amount of calories or sugar by 85 to 90%. So there's a modest effect there, but we are kind of very squarely focused on eliminating calories from sugar. You know, there's no disputing the fact that, you know, if you drink a full calorie sugary drink, it's quite harmful, even at low dose. You know, a single 12-ounce sugary beverage per day has been found to be associated with an increased risk of diabetes by 20-25%, with cardiovascular disease about the same, 20-25%, and with childhood obesity of about 50 or 60%. And so, you know, you have public health campaigns on the East Coast, and then, you know, even in California that, you know, post billboards that say, you wouldn't eat 22 packs of sugar, why are you drinking them? And that's the...
Oh, I love that.
You know, it's what we're working toward. And it's a consumer education. You know, a lot of people kind of in the know, you know, realize that these full-calorie sugary drinks are bad for you, but, you know, a lot of folks don't, you know, and you know, what you find that people that have high school or less education have the percentage of people that drink a full-calorie drink per day is over 50%, 50-55%, whereas if you have a college education or higher, the rate significantly drops. You know, it's about 25%, so less than half of that percentage.
Yeah, there's so many issues with the socioeconomic issues that go into it, and there's like food deserts in this country where you can't even get real food and you're reliant on packaged foods. It's really sad. I mean, Andrea, I'm sure you see this when you're speaking and traveling as well, that it's not balanced across the board and equal, that's for sure.
Oh, no, people complain all the time that they, you know, they can't have access to, especially for us, we promote, you know, Robert, we promote a lot of alternative products, and a lot of people will say, well, wait, I don't have even a health food store that's close to me within a certain amount of miles or access to these healthier products. So it is definitely an issue. But so I guess, Robert, really quickly, we're out of time for today, but where could people find out more about you and what you do?
Sure. Yeah. The company, you can find out more at our website, which is at steviafirst.com.
Perfect. And you can also follow you at Stevia First Corp, I think, on Twitter, correct?
Yep. That sounds right.
Okay. Perfect. Well, thank you for being on our show today.
All right. Yeah. Thank you both. All right. Take care.
I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Stay well.